Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, Mark Walters in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. How the heck are you? Coming off the heels of the big Monday. Big Monday. See, I don't even know what day it is. Coming off the heels of the big weekend broadcast, you know. And it is funny. I heard Sean say, it's funny. It is funny. But it just kind of the way the cookie crumbles, so much content coming at you, it's very difficult. I've some things I want to talk with you later in the program, but I'm blessed. So I'm going to go right to the Crossbreed Holster Studio hotline. Because I've got him for about two segments. That makes 30 minutes, but, you know, 20 minutes of airtime, and that's the Alan Corwin Experience. And we're going to do this after the weekend monster broadcast and have some fun with Alan Corwin. A couple things I want to talk with him about today, really a focus along the same subject line, but two different. We'll break it into two parts for you. Alan Corwin, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. Always wonderful to be on the best radio show on the air, Mark.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Coming from you, that means a lot, as much media and TV as you, you know, and radio as you do. And, Alan, listen, here's a couple things. I closed out the program last night. I want to get right to the meat of this with you today. I closed off the program yesterday talking about preparing. You know, when we talk on this program a lot about preparation, avoidance, and awareness, and preparation being the key, you got to prepare to avoid by being aware. And you mentioned on the Monster Show a few weeks back when you were on, I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, how are we preparing, or how is everybody preparing for November 9th? And here's what's inevitable. Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton on the 9th is going to be the next president of the United States, will be inaugurated in January as the next president of the United States. That much is a given. And those people who fear Hillary Clinton, as all of us freedom lovers and gun lovers and capitalists and real Americans fear, how are we preparing for it? And I want to cover that and break down that preparation into two areas, both the physical aspect, which I touched on yesterday, and the mental aspect, which I want to talk with you about today. So let's start with the mental aspect. You asked the question on the Monster program a few weeks ago, so I'm going to turn it right back on you. How are you progressing in this 4 weeks later and down the road as we're now yet another month closer to the inevitable?
I'm hopelessly depressed, Mark. No, a lot of people will be. And that's what made me start thinking about this. Plan for the best, prepare for the worst. And a lot of people will be caught flat-footed on November 9th in the event that Hillary takes the election. The news reports on it are completely distorted. The polls are completely distorted. Right. Nobody I know has been polled, and the polls all show Hillary defeating Trump. So we don't really know what will happen, but let's say it's Hillary. What are you going to do? You're going to just get caught November 9th? Well, we're preparing for that. We're working on some model legislation. And part of that goes to what is infringement? The Second Amendment bans infringement. Well, it seems to me if a firearm you own today is banned tomorrow, that is infringement. And the Democrats are champing at the bit to win the election so they can ban guns you already own. Well, you can't do that, and now is the time to prepare for that and to define infringement on simple common sense. If a gun I own or a magazine I own is perfectly legal today and is declared illegal tomorrow, that's infringement, that's a denial of my civil rights, and the law enforcement officials in my state and in your state should protect my civil rights against infringement in the event that politicians decide to violate their oath, to violate the Second Amendment, and infringe the right to keep and bear arms by banning things we own that are legal. And that's something we can do in advance of the election. Now, whether it's Trump or Hillary or somebody else, they can't infringe on the right to keep and bear. And that's something we can do in advance and prepare for the worst while hoping for the best.
Oh, boy, and I tell you, we could really, really go down a couple holes and get in the weeds with that, which is exactly what I'm going
to
do.
Well, the weeds amount to drafting the legislation, defining infringement, aggravated infringement, providing punishment for people who infringe, authorizing law enforcement to protect civil rights against infringement, and to put this in place as early as possible to make a statement about the protection of the right to keep and bear arms and to put people on notice, which is only common sense, so they know what the laws are and can obey them.
All right, well, let's dig into this a little bit, because this is critical. And you're right, you're nailing a couple points here that I hadn't thought of before, which is why I wanted you on. But this, what you're talking about now, goes in a couple different directions. So here's where I was writing notes while you were talking. Now we're talking about natural law versus man-made law. Let's go to, if it's legal to own today, they can't ban it. Now we're talking about, we could be talking about natural law and moral authority. Who has the moral authority in this nation? What man, and man, I'm talking about human being, get over it.
Right.
What man has the moral authority to write that law and sign that law that infringes on my natural rights, number one? That's a question to consider. The other is, who's going to sign any legislation that you're talking about? I'm jotting down some notes here. As we saw with Loretta Lynch, the Democrats, if she's in power, certainly are not going to go after and eat their own. We've already seen the corruption there. So we have some big disconnects here to kind of get down in the weeds on, don't we?
Well, we're working on this. And if your listeners go to gunlaws.com and get on my mailing list, they'll be able to get copies of what we're cooking up to protect against this. Who has authority? Nobody has legitimate authority, in my opinion, to do this, but that may not stop them. Anybody who signs such a bill is in violation of their oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. You take an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Outlawing things you can own today that are now illegal tomorrow is not a valid thing to do, and by defying your oath, you remove your right to remain in office. And that's just the way it is, and the public has to say you can't do that. Now, we're living in a time when you can provide material support to terrorists, which is illegal, and they do it, and nobody acts against it. So you can provide, let's just arbitrarily say, $400 million in laundered foreign cash at night to a state sponsor of terrorism, and nothing happens. And the House, which is where allocations of money are supposed to come from, isn't even involved in the provision of all this foreign laundered cash at night in an unmarked plane to the main suppliers of terrorism, and it just happens. So somebody can do it without authority. It can be done. Is it legitimate? No. We have to stand up ahead of the act and do something about it. Can we count on a Justice Department or a court to properly declare it illegal? Obviously not. So we need to do things in advance and rely on 10th Amendment authority. All power not delegated to the federal government remains with the states and the people, so that our local authorities can defend our civil rights in the event that the federal authorities abridge them, infringe on them, or violate them, and local authority takes the place of law enforcement where federal authority ignores it.
The two of us are aware of that. Most Armed American Radio listeners understand where you're coming from here. The problem I foresee is that you're talking about turning around you're talking about changing a planet's trajectory in the span of the dates between the election and the inauguration. We've been fighting this battle for decades. We can't get, look, they usurp their authority and the Constitution every day. They violate their oaths. Both parties do every single day. So I guess my question would be, and you know, it's not really a question. Here's my fear, and we can go into this a little bit in the next segment. What I see happening, yes, we need to do the things that you're talking about. Yes, we need to put these things into place. But we've been talking about these things for years, and no corrupt government is going to give up its power and let us have it. We already know that. They infringe daily. Here's where I think we're going. And that is, I think we are hurtling, and there's no stopping it. This train has left the station, whatever euphemism you want to use, towards some form of, I don't want to say, I don't know, civil disobedience isn't what I'm looking for, but Alan, I think we're going to a place where individuals are going to have to make that decision I've been talking about for quite some time.
You know,
and that
laws,
is, are we going to comply?
At gunlaws.com, we have three or four novels that describe situations where the government becomes so abusive that the public stops complying. And you get a state like Montana or
right.
Wyoming or Arizona that simply refuses to obey, and the federal government starts pulling its hair out, and they aren't sure what to do because the states are no longer in line. And if one of the
and they're not playing by the rules is what's happening
right.
at that point. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this fascinating conversation with Alan Corwin. Things you'll never hear on the mainstream media. We're going to talk about them when we come back from the break.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, carrying on the conversation, continuing the conversation with Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience moves to the daytime Armed American Radio Daily Defense program today. Always a fascinating conversation when Alan is on the program. That's why I name it after him. Alan, welcome back to the show. Let's go back into this. Let's go in with our waders on. Let's go in hip deep down here, okay? This is important because you were talking about some fascinating topics, and we took it into the direction of, you know, the moral authority and how we can kind of stave this off in advance. I don't see, while I understand what we're talking about, something that our goals are set on, our eyes are set on that prize, we've been trying to do it for years. I don't see it happening over the, you know, between November 9th and January 20th, and I don't see it happening over the course of a four-year corrupt Clinton administration, because the government isn't going to give this much power. Back to the states and the people, as we've already seen. These guys violate their oath of office every day. It's part of their routine. It's why Trump is where he is. Having said all that, let's go to where I believe this is heading. And I believe this is heading towards, the last time we spoke, I used the phrase, I think you're going to see half the country just check out. And what I mean by that is you're going to say that I'm done. These people don't have the moral authority to tell me what to do. I'm no longer going to pay attention to it. I'm not giving them my gun. I'm not signing this piece of paper. I'm not registering anything. If I want it, I'll build it. If I can't buy it, and the hell with them. That's where I think we're careening towards, and I don't think it's stoppable at this point. Am I wrong?
I had a long conversation with a police officer about this the other day, and one of my editors, the American Handgunner, is a former police officer, and the question comes down to, will the police enforce something like that?
Bingo. There you go.
Now, the common wisdom is, oh, the police won't take away our guns. I support the Second Amendment, but when push comes to shove, If New York says seven-round magazine, there are no cops who are going to risk their pension, their jobs, and cross the thin blue line and not arrest somebody in possession of contraband because it was a law. It's passed. It's the law. That's not how it's going to work. I think there's a couple of things that will come to play. One is vox populi. If the public is against it, they won't be able to do it. So once again, go to gunlaws.com, my website, and you'll be able to get a copy of the public declaration of, I don't even remember the exact wording, I came up with very good wording on this, we're going to have a statement that you can't go this far, and the public's going to get behind it because it makes sense. You can't outlaw what's already legal and not be infringing, and this is where we stand. And if you infringe on our civil rights, law enforcement is authorized to protect our civil rights. It's just plain common sense. And we'll do it in a lawful, orderly way. We'll protect our civil rights, and people will accept it. At least 100 million gun owners will. And that's important. And it will be done in a proper way. When you read the statement I've put together, which I don't have in front of me because you gave me 5 minutes notice before this show, Mark. But
that's right. That's what's beautiful. Let me take this opportunity to thank you in advance.
I don't mind. But I'm in the middle of writing three things and putting together a new catalog, which I'll have for free, full-color catalog for anybody who wants it. Go to gunlaws.com. Get on my list. You'll hear about it. But the declaration of, let me get it up here. I've got it right here somewhere. Wait a minute. Here it is. Infringed, defined. The American Protection of Arms Declaration. The synopsis is real simple. Making legal arms illegal is infringement. It's exactly what King George did. You can't have these guns. Well, wait a minute. You can't do that. And the people in the United States want it clearly understood that designating arms that are legal today and making them illegal is infringement, and such actions are null and void. And we're going to have a statute that authorizes local law enforcement to enforce our civil rights and protect us against illegal actions and illegal infringement.
Okay, now that's good. That may fly. That may fly in Phoenix. It may fly. Well, not maybe not Phoenix City Council. It may fly in Arizona. It may fly in Georgia.
And it may.
But
not
it isn't going to fly. It isn't going to fly in Colorado or Connecticut or New York or California.
That's fine. Let Massachusetts be infringed, and the country is bifurcated, and the Democrats can't wait to get elected so they can infringe on your rights.
Right.
And Arizona and Georgia don't want their rights infringed. And we're going to read them the Riot Act, and they better be careful, because infringement and aggravated infringement are crimes. They are crimes. You can't do it. It violates civil rights. It's like no blacks at the water fountain. You can't do that. These are specific enumerated rights. You can't take them away. It's an improper exercise of power, and the exercise of police power is at the state level, and we're going to work it. And that's the way it's got to be. That's all there is to it. It's simple common sense. It's time to stand up and make the statement. I'll have it out in my columns, in Town Hall, in Daily Caller, in the magazines I write for, on my Page 9 blog, which you'll get at gunlaws.com. It's time to do these things and make it obvious that making legal arms illegal is infringement, and you can't go there.
Now, somebody out there, Alan, is screaming for me. I can hear them because I know my listeners. And I can hear the listeners out there right now saying, didn't they do it in 94?
It was illegal. It ended.
But it didn't stop it. That's what somebody's saying to me. So I get what you're saying. Here's what I want to do. I want to see more about it as you write it up. And I will see it from you. I know you'll communicate with me. And as we move forward, it's hard for me to comment on it now because I'm hearing this from you for the first time. So I do want to get down into it with you and find out, you know, more specifics. But on the surface, I understand what you're talking about. But I just want to throw out there that I can hear my listeners saying, but they did it in 94, and it was in effect for 10 years. Hillary Clinton wants to do it again. They don't give a crap.
That's right.
About what we write. So,
and we know that it didn't stop crime in any way. Even the New York Times published that it had no effect on crime. And we know they gave away $400 million in foreign cash illegally jihadis, not just terrorists.
No one held accountable. Lois Lerner not held accountable. Hillary Clinton not held accountable.
And so
Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton, no one held accountable. This is why people don't believe that we can get something like this done.
We know the country is in dire straits, and it could get worse, and the country is tottering on the brink. It really
it is.
And here it is. They want all the power for themselves. The people who want to take all the guns away are delighted that Hillary is armed to the teeth. She's got guns all around her, and they want to take away guns from the public. It makes no sense. So here's another item I'm working on. I've got so many articles here I want to write, and I just can't get to them all.
Got about 1 minute.
They are irrational. We are rational. They want to do things that make no sense. We want to do things that make sense. If you can't put one and one together, you join that side. If you can put 10 and 10 together, you join our side. So maybe we're crazy for doing this by making sense, because the other side doesn't. And we have to look at that a little harder than we have. We think rationale makes sense. They figure, I'll just give away $400 million and nothing will happen. And they're laughing at us. And the country is teetering on the brink.
It is fracturing. It is absolutely fracturing. And we are hurtling
out of
control. And Arizona,
Wyoming, and Montana get it. And Massachusetts and New Jersey some other states don't.
Well, there's the fracture. There's the And that's what remains to be seen. That's why we're teetering. We are at the precipice. There's no doubt. It's a frightening conversation. Alan Corwin, I'm going to let you go. I know you got a ton of work to do for those great publications. Thank you, sir, for being my friend, and thank you for being on this program today. I appreciate it. Gunlaws.com to read everything Alan Corwin just spoke about. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule?
One of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Get you in touch over at USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. You have to check out everything going on over there. I haven't been on the website yet today, so I don't know exactly what's happening with the giveaway, but you need to arm yourself with a subscription, by the way, at least to the nation's number one defense magazine for self-reliant Americans, which you are, hopefully. And I know today you can instantly save $30. The print and digital edition is $47 a year. What an amazing deal that is. It really is, because you get 8 issues of the print magazine, 100 back issues in print, and you get access to the digital edition on your Mac, laptop, PC, whatever it is you use, iPads, iPhones, whatever tablets, whatever phones you use, it's all right there for you. And it's $47 a year. It's a bargain, and I can promise you it's going to make you want more. So make sure to head over to USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. Now, continuing, I don't have Alan on the line with us anymore on the Crossbreed Holster Studio Hotline anymore. But a very provocative conversation. I love Alan to death. I know where he's going with that. But But I have to say that this is what we've been fighting for decades. And I understand the dream of putting it all together. However, I want to be very realistic. A Hillary Clinton, Democrat, socialist-controlled government will, A, never sign it, B, never abide by it, 3, ignore it, 4, usurp it, and 5, jail anybody who tries to enforce it. It's that simple. These are corrupt people. It's a corrupt party. It's a corrupt philosophy. It's a corrupt ideology run by corrupt people. And while the oath of office has been taken since the birth of this nation, it has also been violated since the birth of this nation. We've witnessed Barack Obama violate his oath repeatedly. Immigration, slapped down by the courts, and on and on. We could go on and on and on. Executive order, anything against the constitutional rights that he has sworn to uphold and protect and defend. Congress, of any political stripe, infringing on our rights is a violation of their oath of office. We could go down the line. So I don't believe, well, that's a goal that we all continue to work for. That is what we all continue to strive for. That's the self-actualization on the pyramid. Look it up. And also, if you look that up, the self-actualization on the pyramid, you'll also find that that's what we're constantly striving for, and we generally never reach it. But we constantly work towards it. We chip away at it every day. So, what do we do now? Where are we today? When we know what's coming. This is the preparation, avoidance, and awareness that I'm talking about. So to put the self-defense, personal defense aspect of this in play, preparation, avoidance, awareness, Allen is preparing. They're doing things to move legislatively at the state level, and that's great. But the federal government will never abide by it, and they will never recognize it. Not when it takes away their all-encompassing authority. But that doesn't mean we don't do it. We do. It's a noble cause and a noble gesture, and we will continue to do it. But we have to be realistic. So we prepare to avoid by being aware. We are aware through our preparation that Hillary Clinton could win the White House. We know that. So we're working to avoid that. You see how these all tie together. What happens if we're not successful? Same thing that happens in a street fight. Our own personal self-defense. Let's tie these together because they're one and the same. We prepare to avoid danger by being aware that it exists. We prepare to avoid the calamity of a Hillary Clinton socialist presidency by being aware that the threat of it happening exists. In other words, we don't refuse to accept the situation. We accept what's happening. That's step number one in preparing for it. That's step number one in keeping yourself safe on your day-to-day activities by being aware that there are bad people out there who intend to do you harm, and today may be the day. You're aware of your surroundings. You're aware that this can happen. That's the greatest step you can take. That's what has to be done now as we prepare for November 9th. This isn't as someone on the left would say, oh, look at this, they're petrified. No, they should be doing the same thing, quite frankly. Many of them are not. Don't tell them. So that's the preparation, avoidance, and awareness and how this all ties together. We prepare for a potential Hillary Clinton presidency and all that that means for us as gun owners here on Armed American Radio, not just Armed American Radio, but for the rest of our rights that the socialists are attempting to trample on, keeping us chained down by a federal government, quite frankly. An all-powerful central government that will dictate our way of life for us. And I will tell you that many of you, myself included, will not live like that. No government is going to keep me down. I won't abide by that. I won't comply with that, will you? So these are some of the terrible decisions. I've been warning you about this for years. And it's upon us. I was right. Of course, I knew I was right. It was inevitable. Any clear-thinking individual sees this coming. This isn't something that was... You choose to avoid this. You're choosing not to pay attention to this. Because if your eyes are open, you see what's happening. And we've been watching it for decades. This is where the paranoia comes from. This is where the paranoia of the left is. This is why the media is doing what it's doing. Why they're acting the way they're acting. Why they are in destruction mode rather than working to protect our democracy with fairness and objectivity. This is their bias on display. This is their liberal ideology on display. This is their these are code words, progressive socialism on display. And what you're witnessing now is what the media will do when they decide to focus on our gun rights if Hillary Clinton is elected, because they will pivot to that, and they will do it immediately. Immediately, they will begin pushing for additional executive actions. Executive actions, mind you, by the way, you don't hear anybody else discussing this, you will hear, that if Barack Obama could have already taken, he would have. So that begs the question, if he can't do it, why would she be able to? What constitution? Does Hillary Clinton believe that Barack Obama should be taking additional executive action with his pen? Does she believe there's more constitutional wipeout of our rights with an executive pen that he had? Are you kidding me? What is she? Well, see, you've got to follow this. Ask yourself these questions. Well, if he could have done it, why didn't he? So what does that mean she's going to do? Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. You've got to begin preparing for this. You have to be aware that this can happen, and you have to be ready for it on November 9th. And if it does happen, we are going to be here for you. That much I can promise you. In fact, we're going to be here for you in ways that we're not here for you today. I have meetings lined up to discuss that in the event that the unthinkable happens. I can promise you that we'll be here for it. Armed American Radio will be poised and ready to protect and defend our rights with this microphone and the monster broadcast, and we will grow it, and we will explode it, and we will blow it up, and we will be in their face with it. When we come back from the break, some of the physical preparation, and this is going to be an ongoing discussion. We're not going to give you all the answers today. It's impossible. We want to talk with you about this and let this roll. This will continue to roll through November 8th and beyond, quite frankly, regardless of the outcome of the election. We'll talk about some of the physical preparation you should probably be doing right now. Oh, and there's some people who are going to say, oh, look, he's a nut job. He's a right-wing nut job. Oh, look at him. He's paranoid. No, no. It's coming right off their own left-wing government website. So take that to the bank. We'll be right back after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Oh, he's a nut job. Armed American Radio host is going off the deep end.
No, what I'm doing is educating you to some things that you may or may not already be aware of. And you may not know that the Federal Emergency Management, FEMA, has recommendations on their website for things that you should have in case of an emergency. And these are just a good time to remind you, when you see what's happening in Milwaukee, when you see what happens in Baltimore, when you saw what happened in Ferguson, St. Louis, other cities with this phony Black Lives Matter garbage going on around the country, which, by the way, it's going to be fascinating to see how they continue to play Milwaukee, because they can't blame a white officer shooting an unarmed black man because it was a black officer who shot and killed an armed black man, and they continued to riot. So you see the emperor's clothes come off. The truth begins. This isn't about what they say it's about. It's about something much bigger. It's about a larger social justice push that began with Barack Obama. We all know that to be the case. That is just fomenting terrible, terrible racial strife in America today. It's just, it's awful to see it happening. But it isn't going to get better on the morning of November 9th. The nation is not going to say, oh, what a relief. Oh, I am not going to say, oh, what a relief. I am so glad Hillary Clinton is elected, and I am so glad this election is over. My gosh, that's not going to happen. 100 50-plus million Americans are not going to say, oh, okay, well, there we go. Yay for us, we're all one. Let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. This nation is fracturing. How it manifests itself remains to be seen. But the political divisiveness caused by the Obama administration, by design, is not going to go away overnight on November 9th, regardless of the outcome. Remember, there will be 150 million other Americans who don't like the results of the election on either side. So you need to be, there's a physical preparation involved. The mental preparation, we started the conversation yesterday, carried it on a little bit with Alan Corwin today, but the physical preparation of it. I spent many years, I consider Tampa, Florida my hometown. It's where both my kids were born. It's where I was married. It's where I bought my first place down there, second place. Never moved into the first one I bought. That's a whole different radio program, by the way. But there's, you know, Florida gets, well, hasn't in quite some time, but it is prone to and always at risk of some severe weather at this time of year during hurricane season. And this is coming right off of the FEMA.gov website. You probably don't have this stuff put together, but you probably should. I do. Let me tell you what it says. Let me quote it from the Federal Emergency Management Agency educates and empowers Americans to take some simple steps to prepare for and respond to potential emergencies. Ready.gov, Ready, asks individuals to do three key things. Get an emergency supply kit, make a family emergency plan, and be informed about the different types of emergencies that could occur and their appropriate responses. Gee, what kind of emergencies could occur if you live in Baltimore? Atlanta, where streets were blocked by unruly crowds supporting a criminal movement. What could happen there? You deny that something can happen where you live? Denial can kill you. This is coming from the government website. All Americans should have some basic supplies on hand in order to survive for at least 3 days if an emergency occurs. Following is a listing of some basic items that every emergency supply kit should include. However, it's important that individuals review this list and consider where they live and the unique needs of their family in order to create an emergency supply kit that will meet those needs. Individuals should also consider having at least two emergency supply kits, one full kit at home and smaller portable kits in their workplace, vehicle, or other places they spend time. This is just common sense. In Florida, we call it a hurricane kit. Some people call it a bug-out bag. Other people call it an emergency survival kit. But it includes 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days. Food for at least a three-day supply of non-perishable food. I have 3 months of non-perishable food, and we'll probably get more. 4 people in the household. Battery-powered hand crank radio, NOAA weather radio, flashlight, extra batteries, first aid kit, whistle to signal for help. Tweet, tweet. Dust mask to help filter contaminated air and plastic sheeting. And duct tape to shelter in place. Moist towels, garbage bags, plastic ties for personal sanitation. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities. Not sure what that one means. Can opener for food. Local maps. You know why they put local maps in there? No? I was in Homestead. You don't think about this for just a second. Well, you know where you live. I was in Homestead. Weeks after Hurricane Andrew wiped it off the map. Couldn't even tell where you were. Ask anybody who's walked out. Ask a Joplin tornado survivor what it looked like when they walked outside their shelter, and we're lucky to be alive. They didn't even know what street they were on, and it was their neighborhood. Local maps are important. How to get you to and from places when things might not look the same. Prescription meds, glasses, infant formula, pet food, extra water, family documents, cash, emergency reference material, first aid books, sleeping bags, complete change of clothing, chlorine bleach, fire extinguishers, matches in a waterproof container. Personal male, female supplies, mess kits, paper cups, plates, plastic utensils, paper towels, paper and pencil, books, games, puzzles. Just stuff. But it's interesting because, you see, FEMA at ready.gov doesn't tell you the most important thing you need. And those are your self-defense tools. Here's my suggestion to you. I mentioned this yesterday on the Monster Show. I will mention it again. It bears repeating. A pistol for each adult, one for you, one for your wife, maybe your adult child, maybe even a child who's not an adult who is well-trained in the use of firearms. You know, that's all, I know I'm talking about arming teens. Oh, my God. You know, kind of like the teens who use guns at home to defend themselves when their parents aren't away. We covered that story a couple weeks ago. You know, the things that never happen. Yeah. You know your kids. You know their maturity level. Pistol, 9mm, great choice. Whatever choice you want, mine's a 9. One for each adult. 500 rounds per pistol. An AR-15 and a Remington 870 shotgun. You can't go wrong. These things belong in your kit. You should be able to pick it up and go instantly. Look what happened in Milwaukee. Could it happen where you live? This is, unfortunately, a result of progressive, I mean, the fact that we even have to talk about it. Now, this is coming off the FEMA website. It's good advice. It really is. It's something you should have. It's something every American should have in their home and be ready to roll with it instantly. But the most important tools are your self-defense tools. My personal recommendation is the pistol, the shotgun, and the AR-15. Plenty of ammunition. As Sean says, in a dog, you've got a German Shepherd. That's great. But remember, you got to feed the dog. But it's a sad state of affairs when we no longer have to worry just about natural disasters, but now terrorism and civil unrest in our own country that we need to prepare for. It's an inevitable outcome of the disease known as progressive socialism. And you're witnessing it on the news every single day. God help us come November. We'll do everything we can to see to it that the right thing happens here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.